Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are in Chavis Halavavis, Shara Bitochen, Perek Vav. Let's remind ourselves of what the Chavis Halavavis is saying here. The Chavis Halavavis is contending, we began seeing the other day, the Chavis Halavavis is contending with a mentality, contending with a mindset. And he refers to as Balei Hamashkoines, those who demand securities. What do you mean by that? He meant the mindset, which is really something quite natural, of a person who thinks, before I can really take out time, dedicate myself to true spiritual pursuit. Again, I'm keeping mitzvahs, right? But before I can really take out time to dedicate to real spiritual pursuit that takes time, first, I need to really set myself up financially. I need to set myself up materially. I need to see that I'm set up for the foreseeable future. Before that, I can't really let go and spare the time. And the Chavis Halavavis calls that Balei Mashkoines, people who demand a mashkin from Hashem, people who demand security, demand a collateral from Hashem. They want a check up front. Telling Hashem, in other words, if you want me to dedicate my time to you now, my time now really needs to be set up for setting up the next 20 years of my life. If you want me to give you my time now, then I need you to give me up front what I need for the next 20 years. And the Chavis Halavavis is contending with that. He wants us, yes, to be able, this is where a leap of bitachon is required, to be able to let go, not to be investing our efforts in the long-term future. It's a chiddush of the Chavis Halavavis, but this, he says, is included in bitachon. Not to be investing our efforts in the long-term future at the expense of a very serious spiritual program in the here and now. Hishtadlus, as we're seeing for the Chavis Halavavis, means to be caring for the general present. And of course, if there's extra, set it aside. Certainly, that's part of Hishtadlus. But the time beyond that, you have to be busy in terms of investing in the future. You have to be investing in the true future. And that's Olam Haba. So he told us, I want to provide 7 arguments against this way of thinking, which he, as we saw, he's offended by this way of thinking. He feels that his Hashem is being slighted. You don't trust Hashem. You're not willing, you're not willing to offer Hashem credit. You need Hashem to provide for you up front in order to dedicate yourself to him. So he said, first of all, he said, it's just morally incorrect. You belong to Hashem. Your time belongs to Hashem. You have to give him the time that he wants. You can't demand collateral. Number 2, he said, usually when you demand the security from somebody, let's say, you're delivering a shipment of goods to him. So he'll ask for security that corresponds to the value of the goods. But here he says, there's not even a limit because you have no idea how long you're going to live. And usually this mindset is, well, I have to care for as long as I could possibly live. And I have to set it at at least another 100 years from now. And for my whole family also, etc. There's no end. So you're not asking Hashem even, you can't even give Hashem a sensible figure of a security that you want to have in advance. And number 3 is, and this is what we started seeing last time. And let's see this inside. It's in page Shin Ayin Gimel. If a person demands security from someone else, you can only demand security from somebody if you don't owe him anything. But let's say you have your store. I know you have a shoe store, okay? We have an next door neighbor was a very nice and generous person. 2 years ago, you asked him for a loan of $50,000. Gave you a loan of $50,000. You told him you're going to pay him back in a year. A year later, you come to him, a bit shamefaced, and you say to him, I'm really sorry. I don't have the $50,000 to pay you yet. Can you give me a bit of an extension? So a nice guy says, yeah. But you say, 1 minute, but I'm not finished yet. In addition to the extension, can you lend me another $20,000? You feel very funny. You know what? Gives you another $20,000. By now you owe him $70,000. Okay? Then, one day he calls you and he orders a pair of shoes. Wants you to make him a pair of shoes. And you tell him, I'm very happy to make you a pair of shoes, but usually it's COD, cash on delivery, right? But if you want me to make you a pair of shoes, I have to have cash up front. That's how I operate. Now, this is already a chutzpah. If you're talking to somebody, just a guy off the street, you want to tell him you want cash up front? Okay, fine. It's your right. Well, this is somebody who you're already deep in debt toward him, and he asks you for a service, and he's going to pay you for it at the end. You can't tell him I want cash up front. And this is what the Chavos HaVavos is saying about Hashem. If the other person who's asking you for some goods now, you're already deep in debt to him. You know that you really are in debt and a lot is coming to him. If he orders some goods for you, you should not demand cash up front. You should not ask him for collateral. It would be very wrong ethically to do so. Even if he comes and says, here, I want to order a pair of shoes from you, I'm willing to give you cash up front. It's only decent of you to say, no, I don't really need you to give me cash up front. I trust you. You'll pay me when I deliver it. So kol shekein ha-boire, certainly when it comes to our Creator, who has so much debt piled on top of you, such that even if Hashem were to chalk up to your credit all the mitzvahs ever done by mankind until now, that wouldn't be enough to pay for everything you got from Hashem. Now that might sound exaggerated, but if you sit down and study the complexity of a breath, of a single breath, of what happens, how the body processes a single breath, everything that's included in that, and then you try to calculate how many breaths you took. And then you take into account that breaths is only one small part of the system. And start calculating all the times that your digestive system did a whole multi-hour job for you. You start putting all that together, all the days of your life, there's a very, very, very tall debt there. And the Chavos HaVavos is saying that, yeah, if you were to really put everything together and take all of the mitzvahs ever done, it still wouldn't cover it. This is how much we owe Hashem. So he says, how can this brazen person not be embarrassed? How can you not be embarrassed to say to Hashem, hey, you want me to dedicate my life to you? You want me to dedicate my extra time to you now? I need you now to provide also my next 10 years. Not enough what you gave me up until now. Which is really just going to pile the debt on even more. And he says, how can you make such a request from Hashem? You're telling Hashem, here, provide me for the next 10 years and then I'll dedicate my life to you. I'll dedicate my extra time to you. Do you even know you're going to live that long? Hashem is going to give it to you. Do you have a way of guaranteeing that then you will repay him? Okay, we're in the middle here, but we'll end here for tonight. Rabbi, we should be zeichet to rise to the call and come out of it as on the greatest possible level in Ruchnius and Gashmius. Call to
Amen. Thank you so much.